This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 466. And today we're going to be talking about this concept of busy and important. When I first started coaching, went to a seminar, and I forgot the speaker's name, and I wish I could remember his name because it made a lasting impact on me. And part of it was he was talking about busy and coaches getting busy and doing things and being with clients and marketing, et cetera, et cetera. And he challenged us to replace the word busy with important. And how did that feel? And I would encourage you to do that too. So when you start thinking about telling somebody you're busy, just tell them that you're important and see how that resonates. It probably doesn't feel that good. But in reality, unconsciously, that's what we're trying to send the message to people when we keep telling them we're busy, we're busy, we're busy, is that we're so important, we don't have time for anything else, or we're so important that we can't stop to talk to them, or we're so important that we can't help them with a favor, or whatever that might be. And especially now at the end of the year, where there's a lot of holiday things going on, and we tend to get busy, just pay attention to why you're getting busy and why you're saying you're busy. Because really, we've gone through life, you've gone through this whole year, you've done things, and probably really not that busy, because I think we all have capacity to do more. It's just, are we busy or are we productive? And so those would be the three concepts I would ask you to consider. Are you saying you're busy because you want to feel important? Or are you busy versus being productive? We can be busy doing a lot of small stuff. We have our to-do list, our task list, our stuff at work. We need to get this done. We need to get that done. But really, is it adding to your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual development? In my coaching, those things come first, not necessarily the cleaning of the bathroom today because you're busy. Although those things can be important and necessary, but if we get caught up in so being busy that we say we don't have time to read a book, we don't have time to listen to a book, we don't have time to meditate, we don't have time to go to the gym because we're so busy, meaning we're so important, we can't do that what everybody else is doing. And then are we productive? So going to the gym, in my case, is being productive. Meal prep is being productive. Meditating is being productive. Journaling is being productive. So that's not busy work. That's being productive. That's helping me become the individual that I desire and strive to be, both mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So take a look at your schedule, and here's what I would challenge you to do is write down every day for 5 days things that you are doing that keeping you busy. And then I would create a color code, one code for the physical, one code for the mental, one code for the emotional, and one color code for the spiritual. And then highlight all those things that you're doing, and are they productive towards that aspect? For instance, I wake up in the morning, I meditate. I would highlight meditate with a yellow because that's productive towards my spiritual growth. Then I would go to the gym and I would highlight going to the gym as being productive in my physical growth. And that might be the color green. And then I may be reading a book or watching a video from Joe Dispenza, and that might be helping me with my mental and emotional strength. And so I would color code those. And at the end of the day, I would hope that I would have at least 50-50, if not more, color codes on the stuff that I was doing versus not at all. So for instance, if I had to go get my tires rotated, that would not get a color code, although it had to be done. But if it interfered with my personal growth, then I can say that I'm busy, 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 because I want to feel important because I got so much to do. And when people ask me how my day is, oh my gosh, it's so busy. I'm moving, I'm packing, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And in reality, it's really not busy. It's just what we do, right? It's just those are things that we normally do. So when you take a look at your schedule, let's just say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and color code the activities that are helping you grow, being productive in those four areas of life, I think you may be a little shocked as to so much busy work because we want to feel important. And so when we start talking to our friends or putting on Facebook and social media, we want to give this perception of importance, when in reality, what we want to do is be productive towards those four areas of our life so that we become masters of our life, self-mastery, so that we can develop ourselves mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And staying busy is not going to accomplish that. And we can get distracted by chasing these red herrings, which is kind of like a false trail, these red herrings about being busy and then justifying it with, well, I'll start tomorrow, or I'll go tomorrow night, or this just has to be done. But yet we sacrifice the productive parts of ourselves to being busy. And then 3 months, 6 months down the road, we wonder why we haven't gotten anything accomplished. And that's because we're too busy being important that we're not taking time to be productive and growing in the areas that we want to. Now, I just picked mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual because those all lead to other areas. You could pick financial. And do you have a budget set up? Are you using a software to manage your money? Are you investing in your financial future? Are you doing those things? Or are you too busy that you can't do it? And then at the end of every month, you're wondering why there's more month than money left over, or why you're so far behind in bills because you're so busy, you're not being productive in managing your finances. And that can be the same thing for the physical, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual, but that can also be with your relationships. Oh, I don't have time to meet for coffee. I'm so busy doing this and doing that. And then one day you realize you have no friends. Your friends have gone someplace else because they like that companionship, and you've been putting them off because you're so important, you're so busy, and then you're wondering why you don't have any friends. Well, that's because you're too busy doing busy work and not productive work, productive in establishing and building deeper relationships, because we want to feel important, but that important is just an ego fix temporarily. When we can be productive in those different areas of our lives, then we get down to our true self, our soul, what our soul and our heart wants. And when we can start being productive in filling our heart and filling our soul, everything else, we won't need to feel important because we'll feel connected. And the connectedness is what I think most of us are striving for. And because we don't know how to do it, or because we're afraid to do it, or because the ego won't allow us to do it, we get busy. And busy keeps us from hearing the thoughts in our head. So if we sat still and meditated, oh my gosh, what thoughts would come up? So instead, we do the dishes, we dust, we vacuum. We sometimes even go work out to avoid being still. Now, I'm not saying working out is bad, but if we're using it to be busy and not face our spiritual growth, then it might not be the best thing to do. We can do all four of those at any specific time, either sequentially or every other day. But we need to remember that sometimes busyness is an avoidance. It's an avoidance of coming to terms with our life. It's an avoidance to coming to terms with who we are. It's a coming to terms. It's an avoidance of coming to terms with our mortality. There's a lot of ways that we just stay busy because we don't want to face ourselves. We don't want to face the life that we haven't created. And again, we can either consciously create our life, and that's basically what my coaching revolves around, is creating and designing and creating a blueprint for your life, or life will happen to you and you wonder why. Well, you wonder why is because you've been so busy avoiding being productive in your life that now you're left 10 years, 20 years, 30 years later wondering what the heck happened. And what happened was you avoided your life. You avoided your goals. You avoided your responsibilities to yourself. So in this time of the year, again, I would just encourage you to be aware, to be conscious of the word busy, and to be aware of why you are trying to be so busy. What would happen if you weren't busy? What would happen if you just didn't use that word? How about trying to eliminate that word from your vocabulary for a week? When people ask you, how are you doing? Oh, I'm doing great. Not, I'm busy. How are things going at work? Oh, they're fine, or they're wonderful. They're going smoothly. Avoid using the word busy, or if you really want to push your ego out of the way, replace the word busy with important. Oh, how are things at work? Oh, I'm so important. And watch what happens when you change that terminology. But what I really would encourage you to do is stop being busy. Start being productive in at least those four areas, the mental, the physical, the emotional, the spiritual parts of your life, because those will support your relationships. Those will support your finances. Those will support your personal growth. Those will support your recreation. All of those four things, becoming a master at those four things, will help support all the other aspects of your life. And then you won't be busy anymore. You'll be productive. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.